Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, happy March, everybody. Today is March 3rd, and you are right now in tune to Divas Got the J. I would like to thank everybody for tuning in, and I would also like to thank everybody for my absence last week, for praying for me for the death of my aunt who passed away. And I want to thank everybody who reached out to me, DM'd me, or Twittered me, Facebooked me, text me, whatever you did. Thank you so much for being so kind to me. So today, it kicks off March Madness, what I like to call Divas Got the J March Madness. Now, March Madness is not always attributed to basketball, but today and for the rest of the month, it will be attributed to stars and book celebrities who write books, authors, artists, unsigned artists, songwriters, whoever you are. This whole month of March is dedicated to you. So for today, we have a double hitter. We have Kid Flash, who is a rapper from the DMV. He is also the son of R&B mogul, music star, actor, Ginuwine, and his name is Kid Flash. He is from the DMV again. He has a mixtape out called The Greatest Adventure. He's going to come on in a few minutes to let us know about what he has in store. We're going to ask him a couple of questions, and then I'm going to hit him with the what I like to call the rapper.
Yummy, I'm ready to make you feel. Step in the shower, get it ready, baby. It's overdue, and yes, I'm coming for you. Your body's yearning, let me fix it, baby. A lot of touching and kissing the right places. Yes, I'm confident, don't you worry, no. Bring out the freak and tell me what you want. I do it all different kind of ways, baby. I do them tricks in your body to make you know.
Every woman needs a lover.
Every woman.
A stone freak undercover.
I'm a stone cold freak, baby.
A man who makes you feel like no other.
A man who makes you feel.
Baby, call me Mr. Pac-Man.
Because you still want it. I got you crying, saying, seen us.
I
make you feel like the only woman on earth. Baby, it's no game, just the way Pac-Man works. You got to understand I'm not the average Joe. Yummy, yum, here we come, it's so good.
Every woman needs a lover.
Every woman.
A storm breather to cover.
A storm to free, y'all.
A man who makes you feel like no other.
A man who makes you see.
Baby, call me Mr. Pac-Man.
They call me Mr. Pac-Man.
Every woman needs a lover.
A love to fight it down, baby.
A storm breather to cover.
A storm.
Okay, everybody, we are back live with Divas Got the J. I believe that the interviewer is on the line or being held on the line, so we can let him go so we can get this interview started. That would be definitely awesome. Kid Flash, are you there?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's going on?
What's going on with you? How you be?
I'm chilling. You already know, cooling.
As always, can you get the listeners a bit of who you are? Can you tell them who you are and where you from and what you do?
Yeah. Go by the name of Kid Flash, a.k.a. Young Skyscraper, a.k.a. your favorite rapper. You know, coming out of DMV, I rap, songwrite, sing. I do a lot of things.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and get into it. So, you know, being from the DMV, it's a lot of controversy when it comes to artists that emerge from the DMV. They come,
right.
They are from here, they're born and bred here, and then all of a sudden they go and they get their fame in another city, whether it be
right.
Atlanta, Miami, New York. Why do you think that it is that the DMV does not embrace their own artists?
I don't really think it's the point of embracing. I just think it's a lot of politics here. They're not really focused on music out here. That's why people leave from around here and go to, like, Atlanta or New York or L.A. or somewhere like that, because that's where the music is at. That's where you can walk down the street and, you know, see your favorite artist. You can't just see that around here. And plus, people don't support each other that's from here. So that's pretty the main reason why we all can't just get out of here.
Okay. So being that you grew up around music, having Ginuwine as a father, how was that? What was that like growing up with him as your dad?
It was pretty much same as anybody's father. You know, I didn't see him as, you know, the artist that he was, I mean, that he is. He was a regular dad to me. I never seen him, you know, for the Ginuwine and, you know, the ladies, man. I just seen him as my father. So it really wasn't nothing. People expect you to be, you know, rich and famous when it really ain't like that.
Okay. Now, at what age was it when you really found out, like, oh, my God, that's genuine. It's my daddy.
I actually was probably six. I want to say six or five, and I seen a pony on TV. And I was like, that's my father right there. Yeah, I was a youngster.
So what made you tap into your musical, you know, talents? How old were you when you discovered that, you know what, I got talent too. I want to get out there and do something.
Right. Well, I used to do a little freestyling, like, you know, like at the age of like 17, 18, but I didn't really get like serious into it until I was like almost 20. So it's been about 2 years, really. And it's a lot of stuff that's happening here, so I'm just blessed.
Okay. And what was the inspiration behind your mixtape, The Greatest Adventure?
Just different vibes that I get from people, like different situations I be in. Like just riding. I just wanted to make a mixtape where you could just ride in your car and you could play from 1 through 16, you know? That's all The Greatest Adventure was about. But yeah, I'm coming out with a new one called Skyscraper Stories. That should be coming out probably in the summertime. So that's the next big thing, and that's just gonna be all whole party anthem. Every song on there is going to be a club anthem, party anthem.
Okay. Are you going to do anything for your city? Because I know you have a DMV anthem. Are you going to do another track dedicated to, you know, where you from?
Yeah, I could do, I did a track before called DMV anthem, but I could do another one. That's nothing. I'm actually doing this Wizard song right now, so. Yeah, I stay putting DMV on.
Okay. And what can we expect from you? Like, what other avenues of music are you going to tap into? Acting? Are you going to get into any branding? What can we expect from you?
Yeah, I want to get into the acting. I wouldn't say too much reality TV show, but acting, like in movies, yeah. I just want to just do everything I can. I just want to build businesses, brand myself, have clothes, end up getting an endorsement deal for shoes. It's just, you know, everything that make you swagged out, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Swagged out.
Yeah, you know, swag.
Okay. Well, can you give the listeners a sample? Can you go ahead and kick a freestyle for us so we can see, hear your talent, and, you know, so everybody can know what it is that you're working with?
Yeah, how long you wanted to go? Just keep going until I feel like I want to stop.
Yo, go.
All right. I get around, girl. Don't you like my style, girl? Have them running around the club, moving through the crowd, cuz. It's K-I-double-D. Shorty with the lick breed. I have him riding up and down the pole like a test beat. Swagged up, kicks clean. Ready for that club scene. Had to cop the polo, pop the tags off the Ralphie. Socks say the same thing. Only had one drink. Get rich, make cheese. All about that Krispy Kreme. Pockets fat like I've been eating since the 30s. I'm getting money, baby, because life will leave you worried. But I'll be at the top. Yeah, that's where I'm going. In a rocket ship with a red chick, wet clip. Hair long, slim waist, ass fat as shit. No need for a speaker, cause my fig the loudest. Run around the city, chest dark, head pounding. Open the car door, who let the clouds in? Okay, swag on 200 billion, 50 million thousand. Every single day of getting paid and we wildin'. Throwing up cash like a nigga just found it. Greatest adventure, right now I'm on the mountain. Shorty steady dripping, falling down like a fountain. I'm ready for that action, kid flash, I have you bouncing. Now shorty bounce that, let me see you bounce back. Drop that thing to the flow and move slow, heart attack. Skyscraper on the beat, in the building where I be. Counting money paid it for, but we round that CT. My flow is unique, and it's ready for the street. TGA, I dropped the mixtape. Go get the LP.
Awesome. So do you, you know, where do you get your inspiration from when it comes to you, you know, making a track and getting it out there? Where does your inspiration come from?
Well, I really don't listen to too many people, too many rappers, or too many songs that's on the radio. So I just really just go off what I know and, you know, what happens around me. And that's pretty much my inspiration. I just go off what I feel and whatever's still around me and put it all into a song.
And do you have any advice for any, you know, artists that are, you know, looking to come out there and, you know, they choose not to necessarily go the mainstream way? Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, do your thing, whatever. You don't have to get a mainstream, you know, you don't have to get signed to a major record label to be known or to get out there. You could do it independently. You just going to have to put the work in. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't let them do it. You want to do what you believe you can do. That's all I can say.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr., you know, Kid Flash. Can you let them know where they can find you at on Twitter and on Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, I don't do the Facebook no more, but Twitter, you can follow me at Kid/BB. That's KIDD/BB. And the same for my Instagram.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, you heard it here first. You heard where you can find them. Can you tell everybody where they can hear your mixtape at?
Yeah, you could go on datpiss.com and search Kid Flash or type The Greatest Adventure or just Google The Greatest Adventure Kid Flash or vice versa, you know.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it here. Thank you so much for coming and chatting with us today. We'll definitely
thank you for having me.
Yeah. No problem. Talk to you later. Peace out.
All right, peace.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first, Mr. Kid Flash, a.k.a. The Skyscraper. He has new music coming out in the summertime. Make sure you check out the mixtape, hear what he's working with, hear how he sounds. Again, he is the son of R&B mogul, superstar, Genuine, and, you know, he's doing his own thing. He's out here repping, you know, where he's from to the fullest. And he has a lot of things that he is definitely working on. So can't wait to see him get on the big screen, you know, or reality TV, whichever one comes. And, you know, we'll definitely be keeping up with him. Now, for some celebrity gossip that we have on the way, since we missed some gossip and stuff from last week, we'll go ahead and catch up on my celebrity reality show rant for the definite week. For the past 2 weeks, I have been keeping up with, of course, Love & Hip Hop New York. Love & Hip Hop New York, to me, for this season, is nothing like the one from Atlanta, because the one from Atlanta kept me on my toes. I mean, I was watching it like it was crack. It was just, I had to turn it on. I had to sit in front of it. I had to analyze it. I had to laugh a little bit, cry a little bit. But, you know, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is really not doing it for me like that. I do, however, love a lot of the stars that are on the show. I love Rashida. Number one, I love her hair. I love the hair color on her. It matches her skin so well. That Fire Engine Red works so well on that girl. Like, she's fire. Her shoes are fire, and I really love her. And I love how she takes care of her friend. She realizes that Tahiri and Joe Budden have been down these roads countless times. And she wants her friends to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. Like, you and Joe, y'all either going to be or y'all not going to be. But at the end of the day, somebody's going to end up being hurt. And 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to be you. And that's actually what is ended up happening. What's happening is that Tahiri has actually let her guard down when it comes to Joe Budden. And she actually let him in when she wrote her song, The Devil. And the song was actually about her relationship with Joe. And the fact of the matter is that Joe is torn, too, because I believe that Joe really loves her. He really wants to be with her. And, you know, she keeps going back because she wants to help him. She wants to see the best for him because, you know, at one point in time they were in love. And, you know, a lot of us can attest to that. If you've ever been in love before, then you understand that it's very hard to see the one that you love or used to love go down the wrong road and you not be there to try to catch them before they fall or be there to make sure that they don't fall. So I think that's the trap that Tahiri has fallen into, is because she doesn't want to see anything happen to him and she doesn't want to see him fall. And she understands that, you know, I got to be there. But on this most recent episode, you know, he personally asked her to be on her track, and she said, "Okay, cool." But he's going on a tour, and he's not able to lay down his verse for the remix yet. So, you know, they kind of sat on it. But when he got home, of course, out of respect, he let his girlfriend know she wasn't feeling it. She is very intimidating. No offense to her, but you put her and Tahiri in the same room, you know, no homo. Tahiri is probably going to, yeah, she's prettier, hands down. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some people, you know, it's old saying, you know, sometimes you all bark and no bite. Well, Tahiri's bark and bite, and she bit hard. They got into an altercation. Joe ultimately took his girl's side. But what he failed to understand is that when he needed Tahiri, she was there. He acted like he didn't need her, and that was wrong for him. So, you know, hopefully on the upcoming episodes, they get it together. I'm not a fan of Rocky, whatever her name is. I'm not a fan of her. I think she does a little bit too much. I think she's too out there. I think she should calm down. I think she's too old to be acting the way she is. But, you know, we can't stop older people from doing what it is they want to do. So, I do like Jen the Pen. I do think that she needs to watch her mouth on some of the things that she says. I think that some, like, one of the comments that she made, I don't care what anybody say, not even her. I believe that she meant what she said, and the comment specifically was that she's white, so she basically doesn't have to do anything to get a job because she's white. And I think that by her having an African-American child's father and man, she should definitely watch the words that come out of her mouth because, I mean, you got to think about your man when you think about certain things like that, when you say certain things like that. Now, on to my other favorite show, Real Housewives of Atlanta. I am just so in love head over heels with the show. I am not a Kenya fan. However, I did feel sympathy for Kenya when she went to the doctor's office for her mammogram results. And, you know, there was a possibility that she, you know, might have had cancer, but she didn't. Everything was benign. That's the only time I probably ever felt sympathy for her. I actually identified with her on the show all season. I love Phaedra Parks, who is pregnant on her second pregnancy with husband Apollo. I love Candy Burris, who is engaged to her new fiance, Mr. Todd. And I love Miss Dingy. I love Portia because she's just so dingy. Like, the girl don't know how many days is in a year. I bet you she can't count to 10. I really just love, you know, who she is. So we're going to get the next guest who is on the line. Let's go ahead and welcome Miss London Bridges. Lon, are you there? Okay, we're going to wait for London to come on. Apparently, she's here already. She's early, which is really, really good, because then I can get more of my celebrity gossip. We're going to wait till London comes on. I do want to say happy belated birthday to Chili from TLC. She's turned 42. Like, I want to look like her when I grow up, because Chili, she just don't age. Like, Chili's been looking the same since she was 3. Like, she still has the long hair, still short, as, you know, the day is long, and she does not look her age at all. Like, she's just, like, absolutely beautiful. But I really want to get an interview with her and C-Boss because I'm very interested to see what they actually feel about this new show that is coming on about the TLC adventures. I'm very interested to see what their commentary is because, I'm sorry, I'm still very much against this. I don't like it. I think that the cast is just like, why did you pick these people? I'd rather them have gotten actors and actresses that people don't know, never heard of, than to put the 3 actresses that they have available for this actual picture on there. It's been recently reported, not even recent, because I actually reported this a couple of weeks ago about Sierra and her new boo future. I think that they're kind of cute. I think that they are interesting. I sometimes I just need people to just sit down and just maybe take a chill pill on the whole relationship tip. Like, Sierra is just one of those artists who, to me, just bounces from celebrity to celebrity. And she just, it's just so, it's not cute. Like, you know, she was with Bella. And you know what? She don't never choose a man that's taller than her or the same height as her. Every dude she's with is, like, super short. Because, like, Sierra's, like, 6'3". Like, she's a super tall girl. And, you know, it's like, dang, girl, like, what's going on? So, recently reported that Miss Nicki Minaj has admitted that she's never had plastic surgery on her face. She has admitted to getting butt injections to make her derriere a little larger. And apparently she's also had some breast implants as well. But I guess people have been talking about, you know, the look of her face, and which I really, 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 really hope this girl does not touch her face, because I cannot stand when an artist or an actress alters their face with plastic surgery, because it's always, like, super noticeable. Like, the worst plastic surgeries in the history of plastic surgeries, hands down, has to go to this Lil' Kim. Now, the thing about it is, when Lil' Kim first came out with her album, you know, when she first hit the scene, Kim was just, like, gorgeous. Like, I'm just, like, she was just so gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple of years down the road, you know, she is slutted out. Slutty swag, that's what we're going to call it. She's slutty swagged out. Can't deny that I love the music that she used to do. But as far as the look on her face, like, it's beyond atrocious. It's just beyond out of order. Like, I want her to just, I want her to get everything removed and just get back to looking like she used to. And I know that's sad, and that might be mean to say, but, I mean, everybody can agree that Lil' Kim, when she first hit the scene, she was cool. By the time she hit the scene with the second album, Notorious Kim, it was like, for real? Like, really? Now it's like, really? Now it's like, I just want to, I don't know, take a pen and pop her face. I don't know. It's just really weird. But hopefully Nicki Minaj does not go that route to the fact that she needs to really look like a Barbie doll. I think that Nicki Minaj in the face is very, very pretty. I think that she should keep her face the way it is and not do any alterations, because that just gets so messy and so nasty. So, shout out to Miss Taraji P. Henson. She did a PETA ad last year in 2012, and she's doing another PETA ad this year. And girlfriend is fire. She is gorgeous. Her body is snatched. She is working it. She's just gorgeous. Like, I hope to look like her and be like her when I grow up, too, because she is snatched. She still looks like she did when she was in Sister Sister. I don't know if y'all remember that, but Taraji P. Henson, Miss Thing, was definitely in Sister Sister Show with Tia and Tamara. So congratulations goes out to her. Speaking of Tia and Tamara, I love Miss Tamara Mori Housley. She recently came out with an article on her website. And her website is basically with her and Tia both have a website together, and basically they're giving motherly advice, they're giving, you know, food advice, you know, what to do when you, you know, for a special holiday with your husband, what to get them. It's just a website where they both are blogging, and they put their own opinions about various different subjects. And Tamara recently released a subject about embracing her curves after she had given birth, that she realized, like, ooh, I got these, and they stood up more. Ooh, they're kind of bigger. Like, ooh, my butt's kind of big. Ooh, hips wide. Like, she realized that, you know, Mother Nature had altered her body but did not alter it in a negative way. So she toned this area, but she really embraced the curves that she ended up having after she was given birth. And I really appreciate women who do things like that, because so many women are out here, it's like, oh, my God, I got to get rid of this. Oh, my God, I got to get rid of this. Oh, my God, I need to lose 50 pounds. Oh, my God, I need to do this. Oh, my God, you gave me this. Oh, you gave me a stretch mark. Oh, my God, I'm going to die because I have a stretch mark on my stomach. Like, it's so many people who just are like, they just can't stand their body image after pregnancy. It's just like, ugh, you make it sound so miserable when it's just supposed to be a blessing. So shout out to T and Tamara because I really love them. I can't wait for the new season of T and Tamara to actually come out. I'm in love with the positive reality shows. And speaking of Tia, I'm still bitter. I'm still upset. I'm taking it very personal that Tia is not returning to the show today. Yes, it is a personal attack on my life because now we have to look at Lauren London. Now, there's nothing wrong with Nunu, and I'm going to call her Nunu because that is her name. There's nothing wrong with Nunu. However, Nunu is not Tia Mari. She is not Melody. You cannot replace Melody. There's just no way that you can just replace Melody. You're supposed to say, ooh, okay, Tia's not coming back, so we're going to replace her with Lauren London just because she's light-skinned with long hair. That is a contradiction and insult to light-skinned girls. All light-skinned girls do not look alike because they're light-skinned and they have long hair. Okay? I have a caller. Caller, state your name and where you're from. Hello? Hello? Okay. We must have lost the caller. We must have lost the caller. Sorry about that, everybody. I hit the button by accident. Anyway, as I was saying, I love reality shows. I'm not probably going to watch the game this season. It's moral standards. It's against my morals to replace Tia Mari from Melody. I will not be watching Lauren London. It's just not right. I feel as though it should have been a petition signed, and I would have signed this petition. Because if there's no Melody and there's no Tia Mari, there is no Melody. Oh, and another one. If there is no Poochall, there is no Derwin, boo-boo. No, not at all. Derwin is not replaceable from the face to the body to any of it. He is not replaceable. So I will not be watching the game this season. I won't miss it. And, you know, I'm not going to miss it. Now for other reality news, Miss Rihanna gets a double cover of Elle Girl Magazine UK version. So congratulations goes out to her and Beyonce and other stars that are along that caliber. They will never, ever in life have a problem with getting magazine covers. They could probably be on every magazine cover on every stand in every city in every country, and people just will never get tired of seeing them. I am tired of seeing them. I want some new faces. Like, I want Taraji to grace a cover of a magazine. I want Angela Bassett to grace a cover of a magazine because these people are timeless. Like, these people, they're just timeless. You just will never in life find another celebrity along their caliber who you just like, oh, my God, I'm so sick of Taraji P. Henson. You will never say that in your life because you know Taraji P. Henson is funny as all get out. And when Baby Boy, comes out, it'll be awesome. So, yes, I think that when the second one comes out, it's going to be awesome because I know she's going to be funny and I know she is going to give it to Mr. Tyrese, who also... So glad segue in here. Has a new book coming out with Reverend Run. They have a book that just recently came out a couple of weeks ago called Manology. And I actually had to pick up the book because I was really interested to see what someone like Tyrese and Reverend Run could come up with as far as advice for women. And I think that it's awesome that them and Steve Harvey had these books. So that, you know, women who are looking for relationships, women who are seeking to be in long-term relationships, they know what to think. They know what to say. They know, you know, what a man wants. They know what it is that, you know, they should do if that is what they're seeking. So I think that that's awesome that they came together, they collaborated, and created this book so that women can follow. BET's Rip the Runway was filmed this past week, And I saw a lot of the snapshots, and I am very, 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 very proud of the plus size curvy girl selection. Hand claps for that, because it's so hard for a lot of designers to, like, look at us and say, you know, this will look good on you. This is what you need. This is, blah, blah, blah. But it helps us to look good. It helps us to be current. It helps us to be trendy. And I'm very, very excited that BET has continued their tradition of keeping size sexy alive. So Teyana Taylor and Karrueche, ex-girlfriend of Mr. Chris Brown, they are caught kissing in the club. And I just don't understand. I just don't get it. It just seems like whenever a girl leaves Chris Brown, they either are bisexual or they just all of a sudden just flip the script. It's like whatever Chris Brown is putting down on them, all of a sudden it's like, I can't be with another man in life. I have to go for a girl. Like, she's kissing Teyana Taylor. Karrueche has also been with our reality star Miss Drea from Basketball Wives LA, and she has also been with Erica Mena from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. No, excuse me, Love and Hip Hop New York Retraction. It's like whatever Chris Brown is putting on these girls, it's just like, whoa. It's like, well, shout out to him for everything that he's doing and he's got going on these girls, and, you know, hopefully Karrueche can, you know, get her life in order and, you know, let her clothing line and everything that she's got going for herself, you know, speak for herself, and, you know, hopefully she can get her life together. Like, all of this, there's so much negativity that surrounds her, but then again, there's so much negativity that surrounds Chris Brown. I love his music. I think that his music is forever and ever timeless. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's got a lot of demons and things that he needs to work out. So hopefully he can, you know, get it together. I forgot to announce the other news. Amber Rose and fiancé, Wiz Khalifa. I don't know why set up. But Wiz Khalifa, they recently welcomed a baby boy, Sebastian, 2 weeks ago. The couple is very happy. There are words of nuptials to be taking place when the baby starts walking so that he can be the ring bearer in the wedding. And they do have hopes of having additional children to make their little empire larger. So we are very, very, very excited about them. Nelly has new music. Now, I don't know the last time that Nelly's put out, like, an album or tracks that everybody was, like, super excited about, but Nelly has said, you know what, I want to get back into the music scene. I want people to know that I'm still relevant. I want people to understand that music is my number one priority. Yes, I am on reality TV, but, you know, it is what it is. I want everybody to know that my first love is music. So, congratulations to him on his new upcoming single, Hey Portia. So, I really need to listen to this track because as much as I love Nelly, you know, fortunately, he ain't put out a great album since Nellyville. Personal opinion, you don't have to like it. But Nellyville is probably the best album that Nelly's ever put out. Just like I feel that Ready is the best album Trey Songz has ever put out, Confessions is the best album that Usher has ever put out. If you know a better album that Usher has released other than Confessions, you need to let me listen to it. Because I've never listened to none of his albums all the way straight through like I have Confessions. And it could be that I just love Confessions because Confessions came out the year that I graduated from high school. We're not going to go there. But it was a very, 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 very good album. So everybody was buzzing about Beyonce and the photo of the baby. And just like I said, the baby looks like Jay-Z. I did not see Beyonce in the baby at all. I think that her whole face, she is just Jay-Z all over. She's a girl Jay-Z. She's cute with her little chipmunk cheeks. and she has her little hairline. She's cute. She is a cute little bean pie, but she looks just like Jay-Z. And congratulations goes out to them. They are, you know, seeking to have more children in the future. Beyonce will be going on a world tour, the Mrs. Carter tour, which is selling out everywhere. It's selling out so much that they have to schedule extra days because tickets just sell out just like that. There are people who forgot to pay their rent, their mortgage, their car note, baby's daycare, just so they can go see Beyonce in concert. So, you know, there are people scalping these tickets for $1,300 on eBay just so they can see Beyonce in concert. So, shout out to Mrs. Carter because she's going to clean up and she's going to have everybody's mortgage money. She's going to have everybody's daycare money. She's going to have Pamper money. And she's going to have all the baby shoe, Jordan shoe money in her pocket. So, I just hope that that is one hell of a show to be putting off the important things that you have. So I have been informed that the caller is on the line, and we will be interviewing Miss London Bridges. She is a singer. She is a songwriter. She is a young mogul in the making. She has her own new mixtape that is out. She has songs featured by Miss Candy Burris on this track. She has written songs for Keisha Cole. She has written songs for Usher. You've definitely heard her music before. She wrote Usher's Let Me See. I'm not going to sing the song, but I know that you've heard it on your radio. She wrote Keisha Cole's I Choose You, which is, in my opinion, one of the best songs on the album. So London Bridges will be coming on in a matter of seconds. We will be welcoming her on, and she will be buzzed in so I can know that she's on the radio, so I won't be bumbling on while she's here. So back to my celebrity rant. I will talk a little bit about my Twitter beef with Ashley from Big Rich Atlanta. She made a comment to one of the stars on the show. London's here. Hi, London.
Hey, what's up?
How you be?
I'm good. How you?
I'm good. So tell everybody who you are and let everybody know what you do.
Hi, everybody. I'm London the Bridge. I am a singer-songwriter hailing out of Landover, Maryland. What else?
She's a young mogul. She's talented. Tell them about
yes.
The stars that she's writing music for.
Say that one more time.
Tell them about the stars that you've written music for.
Man, I've worked with Leona Lewis, Usher, Chris Brown, Keisha Cole, DJ Khaled, a bunch of up-and-coming artists, you know, still striving for many more chances to work with artists. You know, I'm just excited.
But let everybody know how old you are.
I am 22 years old.
That's ridiculous. That's
I feel like I'm about like 35 or something.
That is ridiculous. How did you get your start in this industry?
Man, well, you know, I've been trying to be an artist, pursue that since I was about 12 years old. So, you know, it's nothing new. It's just been constant grinding it out and working towards my goal. So I started there, but after I graduated high school in 2008, I moved from Maryland to Atlanta, and I got my start in songwriting there because I met a manager, and he was like, well, do you write? And I told him I had written some of my personal records for myself, and he was like, well, let's break in this way, break in the industry, you know, through songwriting. So that's when I really started writing and doing it professionally in 2008.
Okay. Now, in being in Atlanta, surrounded by so much talent, how did you get involved with Candy Burris being on your mixtape?
Well, how did I meet Candy? Oh, okay. I met Candy through, she has a producer who is a friend of mine, Javon Hill, and he's dope. And him and I work all the time, and he's signed to Candy. So, of course, through them, we got introduced and just began a working relationship. And she had an idea for a record one day and called me over. and she had the hook down, and I was like, oh, my gosh. She was like, I want you to write the verses with me, da-da-da. So I wrote the verses, and then it just came together. And then since then, you know, we've been cool, and she's a great person to have, especially as a woman in this industry that I could look up to, you know, and call when I need advice or whatever like that. Little stuff.
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind your mixtape?
The inspiration behind my mixtape, honestly, man, was just putting something out. You know, like I said, prior to me moving to Atlanta, I was focused solely on my artistry and being an artist. However, when I moved here in 2008, I just put that aside, and I had been songwriter. So I was like, you know, I want people to hear not just London the songwriter, but London the artist, you know. So I just got to the point where I needed people to hear my sound, my music, and I feel like it's so relevant to the everyday woman, and it's like the soundtrack for the young, vibrant, vivacious, you know what I'm saying, outgoing, party girl, all-around woman, you know. And so I just put it out, and it's getting such a great response.
Awesome. Now, you hail from the DMV area.
Yes, and
from your opinion, why do you feel that artists that are from the area are not as well received as the artist that is from the area?
I mean, I feel like it starts with ourselves first. You know, there's a lot of hating going around. You know, it's like a infectious disease. People just be catching hate, the hater virus. But, you know, it's a lot of that going on, and, you know, people don't uplift other artists they see out, or, you know, it's very clicky. But outside of that, I feel like there's a lot of talented people in the area, the DMV area. But, you know, once people get their mind right and be able to collaborate, and I think DC will get, the DMV in general will get much farther along in music.
Okay. Now, you have your own company. Tell us about your company.
Yes, The Bridge is in the building. That's my label. Hello. Young Diddy, young Jay-Z, female version out here. No, it's called The Bridge Records. This is the name of my label. I have two artists, the first being Young Jay Cos, 13-year-old rap sensation. He's amazing. That's like my firstborn. And the second artist is myself, London The Bridge. So, you know, I can't really go wrong there, in my opinion.
What was your whole inspiration with creating your own so early?
Well, you know, I feel like I've always had an ear for music, even if I wasn't working on my own records for myself. When I'm creating for others, or hearing a lot of my colleagues' work and stuff and what they're doing, I could say, no, I think you should do this, and generally it usually ends up helping out, or, you know, assisting in some way. And two, you know, sometimes it's hard, and now, in the graces of God, amen, it's Sunday, you know, I've been so blessed and fortunate to be able to get on albums and get singles and all this stuff, but it's very hard to do that, and I have a lot of ideas I like to express and get out that I feel like you can only do so through, you know, your own artists and or yourself.
That's awesome. I think that the fact that you are so young and you're so motivated to just get out here and you're creating all of these songs, like, where did you get I Choose You? Like, where was that in your notebook when you were a teenager? Like, where did you get this song from?
Man, well, just so you know, I Choose You is actually years old. So that's been a record for quite a while now. But actually, I wrote the song along with a pal of mine, Red Styles. Well, actually, Elijah Blake. I correct myself. He's, you know, he's written for Rick Ross. He wrote Climax with Usher. Like, he's so talented. And him and I came up together and are coming up together in this industry. And that is a record we wrote together. And it's like, he came to me with the track. We were working on this girl, and they wanted to go in a completely different direction. And we were like, no. We heard her voice. We were like, we're going to do this. And so we started creating ideas. And after we ended up scratching working with her, but we created this idea together of I Choose You, like just his feelings, my feelings, you know what I'm saying? And it just gelled.
That's awesome. So when it came to Let Me See, what was your inspiration behind Let Me See that Usher?
Yes, yes, yes. Let Me See. My first number one record. Let Me See. Okay. Now, Let Me See. Man, it was like a party in that session. We were in Miami. Drinks were popping. Music was blasting. Because, you know, I love my job. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like a job at all. Like, you know. We just in there vibing, like we had a basically like a little party, like a couple producers, a couple writers in there. We was just vibing, creating ideas for Usher's project, and the vibe was just right. That's all I could say on that night. It just, man, it was a wavy night.
Okay.
That inspired that record.
Okay. Now, being that you reside in Atlanta, and, you know, Atlanta.
Well, actually,
right,
I'm about to move, though, pretty soon, but I'm still here now, so okay.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, so you're there now, and you've been there during the filming of some of the reality shows down there in, like, Big Rich Atlanta, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, with all of the buzz that Atlanta is receiving as far as reality show-wise, and negatively, how do you stay out of the negativity that is right now surrounding Atlanta with the negativity of the reality shows?
Well, you know, I love Atlanta, one, and I love reality television, too, a guilty pleasure of mine. You know, I love reality TV. And, I mean, I don't necessarily think it affects Atlanta negatively. You know, it might affect people's personal situations in a negative way sometimes, but I think it's all in good fun and good entertainment. And in the end of the day, it brings attention, more attention to the city, and, I mean, it makes people want to come here and check it out for themselves. But, you know, I let them do them and me do me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love the cast of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Love & Hip Hop is fun to watch, you know, but I just watch from afar.
Right. Okay. Well, tell the listeners where they can find you. And you know I'm not going to leave without the listeners hearing your voice, right?
Okay, cool. Well, you can find me on Twitter. I am London, LUNDON, The Bridge. On YouTube, I'm London Knighton. You can find me there. And on my Instagram, I'm Itty Bitty Pieces. I don't know why I chose that crazy name.
Because you're itty bitty.
Maybe.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say that this is the most versatile girl that I've ever seen in my life. Like, this chick goes from no head the box braids, and she looks like a completely different person every time.
That is
every
a
time
girl.
I look at her. I'm like, she is so good.
Girl, you know you gotta switch it up.
It looks so good on her.
You gotta switch it up.
You know, but I want to congratulate you on being so motivated, so driven in this industry, because the entertainment industry is one of the craziest industries to even belong to. And the fact that you can keep a level head, you can keep business-minded, and you can keep yourself grounded is very, very awesome.
Well, you know what? I have a very great support system and wonderful people around me and that motivate me and help me, like yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to thank you. Send that right back your way.
So silly. So let everybody hear a sample from your mixtape,
whatever song you want to sing. You can sing Happy Birthday if you want to. But we want the listeners to hear Miss London Bridge sing some stuff.
Okay, what should I sing? What should I say? Well, since you said Happy Birthday, that is my favorite song.
No, we don't know. No.
Bye. All right, let's see. What should I sing?
Sing the song with you and Candy Burris.
Okay. When you met me, I never had a problem paying my bills. So this little paper really ain't a big deal. Boy, you better show me that your love's real. How was that?
You see, that's what I'm talking about. I like people who you can put them on the spot. They can hit the note. They know what they singing. You ain't got to go American Idol judge on them. they know exactly what they're doing. So, you know, London, again, you are awesome.
This has been so much fun. Thanks for having me on.
I cannot wait to hear more tracks from you. I can't wait to see more of you. I know that you're going to be everywhere. So I
Thanks.
Can't wait to see you up on stage getting your Grammy for Best Songwriter of the Year.
Oh, you guys, don't forget, you can check the mixtape out at datpiff.com and just search DA Bridge. That's the name of the mixtape, The Bridge. My bad.
Awesome.
I forgot to put that in there.
Awesome. Again, you know, I love you. I think you're awesome. I love your energy. I actually had the pleasure of meeting London twice. She didn't know who I was. The first time she met me, she didn't know who I was. I thought that was awesome. That was so funny for me. I saw her again at her listening party in D.C. at Opera, and girlfriend tore it down with the dance moves. And she is just awesome, and she's moving to L.A., I'm assuming.
Yes.
She's going to La La Land.
Gotta go get that bread.
I know that's right. And you just keep being beautiful, and, you know, anytime you want to come by and talk to us, you definitely are welcome. I know I will have you back on here again.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you're going to be releasing some more music soon, so I know.
And it's going to be coming your way.
Awesome. Cause, yeah, that's what we want to get. I have tracks, and we're going to make sure that we plan them, put them in rotation on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is London Bridges. We say a peace out to you and be safe.
Bye, y'all. It's London the Bridge, and I'm out.
Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just got done interviewing Miss London the Bridge. She is awesome. She is gorgeous. Make sure that you're following her on Facebook, Instagram. You check out her mixtape, and you get in tune with her because she is definitely the epitome of what a young lady should be. You should be out here motivated, driven. You should be out here starting your own businesses early so that you learn how to be business-minded early and that you get the advice from the elders that you need early instead of waiting to be older. And, you know, the elders are gone out and things like that. So, you know, Diva's Got the J for today has been really off the chain. I want to thank both of my special guests, Mr. Kid Flash. Make sure that you check him out on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Check out his mixtape. Go cop the mixtape. Download it. Get to know him as an artist. Follow him and, you know, get to know him as a man. Make sure you check out Miss London the Bridge on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you learn about her music. You hear it on the radio every day. I can't count how many times I hear Let Me See by Usher. But next up, we have The Locker Room with myself and my awesome co-host, Mr. Out to Dude. So Diva's Got the J is out. Peace.
5-4. Len for the win.
To the locker room with Diva J and Out to Dude.
Good afternoon, everybody, and you are now being in tune to the locker room with myself and Mr. Out to Dude. Are you there, Out to Dude?
I'm here.
Are you sick?
I am not.
You sound kind of like, yeah, you sound like you're not excited to be on here. I know you missed
I'm always excited, man. I'm always excited to be on the locker room. I mean, it would be empty without me. So I'm always
just
excited.
Just like it was last week without me, right?
Absolutely. It was echoing and everything. It was crazy empty.
Okay,
so look, I heard your interview with London DaBridge.
Mm-hmm.
Dope interview, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You put her on the spot and she sang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounded good. Shout
mm-hmm.
out London DaBridge.
Mm-hmm.
But before we hop into the sports like we do here in the locker room without the dude and Diva J,
mm-hmm.
We need to address some things.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Like I
I'm
watch
good.
Love
How
and Hip Hop New York. I'm doing good.
Uh-huh.
I watch Love and Hip Hop New York.
Okay.
My question to you is how are you on Tahiri's side?
What do you mean?
Tahiri is clearly out of bounds here.
No, she's not.
Sure she is.
Okay, all right. So you've been watching the show from the beginning, right?
Been watching it from the beginning. First of all, I want to say all the scenes with Joe Buttons are the most amazing scenes on the show, but go ahead.
They are, because he sounds monotone. Okay, so if you've been watching it from the beginning, then you see what they're doing. Her dynamic is with Joe Budden, right? You saw how his mother, not her mother, his mother came to her to ask for help for him. Am I right or wrong? Okay.
Okay.
So how is Tahiri out of line when, in fact, the mother knows the little girlfriend? If she don't know her, then that's his fault. That's not Tahiri's fault. She could have went to Joe's girlfriend to say, here, you know, help my son, you know, because apparently they were either, you know, using together or she was there while he was using. So either way, if she wanted to say she was a helper, she was actually more of a hindrance because he was still using when he was with her. And she's 21, so what does she really know? Like, we all heard the comment that she made, he's the best rapper alive. Get out of here.
Well, Paul.
How is her credibility standing? What do you mean?
Here's the thing. The thing with hip-hop or any music is it's all relative. So somebody can actually believe that Joe Budden is the best rapper alive because there's really
he's
no stats outside of,
that.
outside of record sales. There's no stats for it. but the other thing is, so what Joe Budden's mom called Tahiri? Tahiri still is her own sovereign being and could have said no to Joe Budden's mother. For whatever reason,
but
number
she
one
because
being
she loves
me and,
him.
Me and
she didn't.
That's the problem.
Go ahead.
Number one being because me and Joe Budden aren't in a relationship. Now we can be friends, and I can help him as a friend as much as I feel comfortable with, and
that.
As much as his girlfriend is comfortable with.
But she said
okay.
that. But you got to understand, though, he didn't make his girlfriend relevant until the song came along. Anyway, let's be real. With him, when they were at the pool party that he had, his girlfriend was in the swimming pool. She was not over there with him when they were playing Truth or Dare. So if you want to be technical,
yeah, when they were being ratchet and fist fighting,
exactly.
She wasn't there.
She
that's
wasn't
a,
even
that's a
over
good
there.
Look.
She was in the pool, which is
a good
fine.
Look.
But hold
no,
on, that's all fine and dandy. But at the same time, you wasn't tripping when your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend was over there. You wasn't tripping when he came to her house when she cooked him dinner. So really, where was the girlfriend at? Like, I'm not trying to be funny or be disrespectful to her, but at the same time, it's like, okay, but you opened the door to let Tahiri come in because Tahiri was there. His mother came to Tahiri for a reason. She did not go to the girlfriend.
It's cool. This is a sports show. Let's move on. People, it's been a great sports week.
We
have a lot of news to get to, a lot of debates that are going to go down. Get your phones ready. Get your thumb on the one you want to be the first to call in. We're going to start it off with the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks.
Oh.
I just sat here and watched that blasphemy live on a 60-inch screen, all right? The Knicks went into halftime with like a 14-point lead. Came out in the third quarter. You know, the Heat make a run because it's the NBA and teams make runs. Heat make a run, get the lead down. The Knicks answer the run with a run. Going into the fourth quarter, the Knicks are still in control of the game. Fourth quarter comes along, and the Knicks just forget how to play basketball. And the Heat end up winning. My problem is Carmelo Anthony is clearly the best player for the New York Knicks. Every possession when the game got to the point where it was a possession or two that would swing the difference, swing the pendulum here, the ball should go to him every time down the court. And I'm not saying the ball should go to him so he can shoot it every time, but it needs to go to him so he can create every time. That was not the case. What do you think, Ms. Diva J, when things like that happen? When you got a clear superstar who can make a difference in the game, especially a close game, and they don't get the ball like they should get?
Well, I think in with the Knicks stance, I've been kind of upset with the Knicks for a minute now. Even when I heard that they were behind in the what game was that with the Wizards on Friday? I was really upset. They were just behind by 3 points, but still, it's the Wizards. I'm not understanding what it is, why they're not giving Carmelo, you know, the ball. Tyson Chandler gets the ball a lot, but again, you know, in most cases, it definitely needs to be given to Carmelo, especially in a game against the Heat, because he's your major player right there. I'm not a Heat fan. You know how I feel about the Heat. I feel about the Heat the same way I feel about the Ravens. So, yeah, I'm not feeling the fact that they just won their, you know, 14th game in a row. Not happy about that at all. But they definitely will see the Knicks in the playoffs. Definitely. Definitely. Because I believe it's going to be against the Heat and the Knicks for the East Coast championship.
Right, right. I don't know if you were listening last week, but this was a hot button topic last week. A lot of people had a lot of ideas and opinions on this, and that is what teams have the best chance of beating the Knicks. Now, I was sitting here, I'm watching this game, I'm tweeting at the same time. My man Kevin from South Carolina is originally from New York State, and he's a huge Knicks fan. So I always refer to Kevin when it comes to the Knicks. And I say, look, watching this, looking at both teams' rosters, I really believe, I'm buying the Kool-Aid, that the Knicks have been constructed specifically to beat the Heat in the playoffs, as their team is constructed now. And I wanted to get other people's opinions. And I think even more so than a lot of some of the popular teams to beat them were Indiana and Chicago if and when they get Derrick Rose back, which aren't bad choices. But I think more so than either of those teams, the Knicks are put together to beat the Heat. What is your opinion on that?
I agree with that. I believe if and when Derrick Rose comes back to Chicago, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be smoking the city. I want the Bobcats to beat Miami Heat. So I'm not biased as to who does it, but I definitely do believe that the Knicks were constructed to, you know, beat Miami, and which is cool. I mean, they have a lot of great players that can get the job done. Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony, Tyson Chandler. They have they have players who can get it done. It's just a matter of when are they going to get it done.
Right. So, about
so,
They've played each other three times so far this year, the Heat and the Knicks. First two meetings, very lopsided wins for the Knicks. They won each, I believe, by at least 20 points. Today, you have a close game, and, you know, they're not able to execute down the stretch as good as well as Miami was.
Okay.
So do you think that's going to play a role? Like, if it's a close game,
heck
do you like Miami more than the Knicks?
If you're giving... If you're giving Dwayne Wade and Dwayne Wade and LeBron and Bosh the opportunity, they're definitely going to take it. But if you get out there early, you run the ball early, and you make your shots early, then they have a good chance of losing. But once they get in the paint, once LeBron and Dwayne and Bosh get in the paint, it's over.
Right. Agreed.
It's over. And plus, you know, like I said, I'm not a Heat fan.
Well, I think everyone knows you're not a Heat fan.
I do have a comment. I do have a comment about the All-Star game. And I don't know if you guys spoke about this last week, but I did have this on my list of comments to make. Did you happen to see the picture of Chris Bosh?
No.
When Chris Paul won his the MVP?
Oh, yes, I saw the picture.
Woo, questionable, wasn't it?
It was a little shaky.
A little? He looked like a dinosaur in heat.
A dinosaur in heat?
That's what he said. He all looked like a Tyrannosaurus Rex in heat in that picture.
Well, being that I don't know exactly what a Tyrannosaurus Rex in heat looks like,
I'm
just
going
to have to take your word for it.
It looks like Chris Bosh.
Wow. Chris Bosh just gets no respect.
I'm just going to be honest. Chris Bosh has been on my radar for nonsense ever since 2011 when they played against who was it, Dallas, and he failed. I think it was the last game, and they had lost, and they were walking back to the locker room, and he fell to his knees and cried. I had had it with him there. I was done.
Well, I will say this. Chris Bosh isn't the most masculine fellow you're going to ever see. That being said, you know, I don't want to question the man's manhood or nothing.
Well, no, we're not questioning it. He just still looks like a Tyrannosaurus and Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex and Heat. But, a lot of people are talking about right now is Russell Westbrook, in which I think Russell Westbrook is very attractive. I think his fashion is a little sideways. He making a statement from whatever he's from. But, you know, who are you hoping to see make it to the finals, the NBA finals?
I really don't care who makes it from the West, but from the East, it's always Chicago for me. I want the Bulls to get there. I want the Bulls to win. But from the West, I don't really care who gets there, if you're asking me who I want to see. But who I think it will be, I think OKC will get there again.
Okay. Durant is thirsty. Durant is hungry. Yeah, he's hungry. Pterodactyl, and he's hungry.
Pause. We've got to stop all the prehistoric, you know what I mean? Like, all these references to prehistoric animals being in gestation is not cool. Like, we gotta pause that.
Okay.
A pterodactyl in heat. A meerkat. Now it's a meerkat.
Whatever.
All right, whatever. Hey, but look, I wanted to make point out something. We talked about Chris Bosh, and we also talked about Chris Bosh and the respect level or the respect that he does or does not receive. Recently, speaking of the All-Star game, All-Star weekend, your man Lil Wayne hopped on the stage. Said F the Miami Heat in so many words, called out a few players, their top three, F LeBron, F Dwayne Wade, F Chris Bosh. Then went on to allude to the fact that he had slept with Chris Bosh's wife.
Mm.
It doesn't really get more disrespectful than that.
Well, here's the thing. Chris Bosh, like I said, I can't think of another animal. Oh, yes, I can. He looks like an iguana. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, he looks like an iguana, right? And he's disrespectful of himself. So, let's be clear about that. He owes his ex-girlfriend child support, okay? He decided that all she should get is $3,200 a month. All right. This dude makes, like, 15 times over that a year, like more than that, actually a year, and she deserves $3,200 a month after you had her go take fertility treatments because she couldn't get pregnant normally, so you leave her with that. Like, he's whack. Like, so he's whack. I mean, he should, no good should come to him, and the fact that he looks like an iguana, like, it doesn't make his situation any better. He's just whack. Chris Bosh is whack.
Here's the thing. $3,200 a month. Break that down. Let's break that down real quick.
Break it down.
Let's break that down. So, 32, divide that by 4, carry the 1.
Really?
That's
about $800 a week. It's over $36,000 a year.
Right. It's close to $40,000 a year. Yeah,
and you don't think that's enough?
Heck no. Well, are
you serious?
Hold up, pause.
Diddy's twins get $35,000 a month.
Who does?
Diddy's twins.
Diddy's twins?
Yes, his twins.
Then look, there's something wrong with the judicial system.
Get out of here. You're not going to do that. You do not put a price on children.
You don't. But here's the thing.
$3,200 ain't it. So now what?
$3,200. I'm just saying.
When he left her to go marry some other chick, come on, man.
Oh, my God. This is what I'm talking about. It's not about her. It's her fault that she took the fertility treatment.
Oh, my God.
She didn't have to do it.
This is a sports show. We're going to keep it sports related because we're not going
to go there. No one held a gun to her head and said, go take the fertility treatment.
No, we're not
going to
go there, sir. Because the fact of the matter is whenever you're in love with whatever the case may be, they were together on this whole journey. So don't put it on her.
And you said girlfriend, operative word girlfriend, meaning they weren't married, which means she's not doing anything. It's all for the kid.
Ooh,
a
child.
Kid does not need $800 a week.
Okay.
There's not that many diapers
right.
or baby powder right. in use.
All right. When daddy makes close to $15 million,
it's not about
a
what
year,
dad makes. It's about the kid.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But anyway, moving on. We're moving on.
I need to come to louder.
Joe Flacco just signed the most lucrative contract for an NFL quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's the highest paid quarterback in the history of the game now. Do you think that contract should have went to Joe Flacco?
No.
I forgot who I'm asking this question to. the biggest Ravens hater on earth.
I'm not. First of all, let's not let the listeners get a misconception of who I am. Let's do that. Okay.
Let's not.
I'm not
the
biggest.
Please tell
the
listeners who you are.
I'm not the biggest Ravens hater. I don't like them, and that's okay. I don't have to like them. That's not my thing. That's not my team to root for. That's not my team to love. That's not my team to be, you know, rah-rah, sis, boom, bye, four. I don't care about the Ravens. I hate going to Baltimore because I hate seeing the Ravens stadium. I detest them. But it doesn't mean that I want to see harm come to them. So you give the listeners a misconception as to who I am. I don't agree.
I don't give the listeners a misconception. I give them the truth.
And what truth is there, sir?
The truth is you don't care about the Ravens' health.
Hold on.
You don't care. And if their freaking tour bus crashed tomorrow and
I hold the visual ceremony for them.
Did I say they tour bus, by the way?
Yes, you did say the tour bus.
Like they're the Beatles or something.
Right.
Or the team bus.
I like the kids before.
I'm sure. But anyway, back to the question.
A Bengals candle.
Why do you not think that Joe Flacco should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
Why should he? Like, who deemed him? Who deemed him the best quarterback? First of all, who deemed him to be the best? Because in my opinion, the best should be the one to receive something of a contract that high. So, what made him the best?
So, who's the best?
I would have said Eli. I do love Eli. I am
Eli Manning is the best quarterback in football.
I didn't say the best. I said he's one of them. You know who the best quarterback is? It's Andy Dalton.
Oh, my goodness.
He should have got it.
All credibility is lost for David J. Thank you, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rick Peters calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Rick Peters from Dayton. What's going on today?
Well, I was listening to when you asked, was that enough money that Flacco signed for it? A lot of people get mad, but they fail to realize that these guys put years and years of hard work into becoming what they are. It's just like a doctor going to school for 12 years. They play ball from the age of 8 to get where they are now. So,
right.
It is. You know, it's their careers, their profession, and a lot of people get mad at that. But they don't look on the other side of it, is how much they give back. You know, so they give a lot back, too. Do you ever see a doctor give anything back? Or a lawyer?
Well, here's the thing. We can't say that they don't. It's just not
it's
not as publicized.
Well, you got big lawyers out there, and I mean great big ones. And you don't hear too much of anything given back. But, you know, these guys right here, man, you know, they got their little camps for kids. They got this, they got that. They go to school. You know what I'm saying?
But how
so,
can you compare what a lawyer, what a doctor gives? A doctor gives life. Like, if you're dying
okay.
and you need surgery, a doctor gives life.
Okay. So what about the doctor that gave you medicine for 10, 15 years? You know what I'm saying? What does this guy give you? What does he give you? He gives you a way out before sports.
But not every football player gives back. Most of them are made to give back.
Well,
it's not something that they want to do.
What I'm saying is, instead of him, he probably didn't have the brains to become a doctor. Now, do you want a quarterback operating on you, or do you rather watch him throw a football? See, his gift came in on the football field, you know what I'm saying? So he did put in his time. That's what I look at. He put in his time, and everybody's not, you know what I'm saying, not geared to be a rocket scientist, you know what I'm saying, or a lab genius or whatever. You know what I'm saying? His ability is to throw the football and to read defense. So you got to give
right.
him his props. You got to look at how many times that when everybody was out, going out, doing what they were doing, he was out there working out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like a basketball player. He's working on his dribbles. He's working on his shots. He didn't party. He didn't lay back.
Let's get control back here, because we're not saying that these guys shouldn't get as much money as they do. The question posed was, do you think that Joe Flacco should be the highest paid player at his position today?
What he did last year? Yeah. Because next
okay.
year somebody going to take that money. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna get reconstructed. You believe that? Because if you
yeah.
look at it, Tom Brady was getting big money. And what they say, well, Tom decided to reconstruct his contract. No, he didn't. It was already in there, deep in that clause. You know what I'm saying?
And look,
it's
while
just,
we're speaking about Tom
way.
Brady and his reconstruction, I say that with quotation
yeah.
fingers because I'm about to go in on the Patriots and Tom Brady. Tom
yeah,
Brady
that's fake.
Still gets $9 million a year. Tom Brady also,
right.
instead of $27 million guaranteed, got $57 million in guaranteed money. So that reconstructing of his contract
right.
really wasn't what
right.
people think it is.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was all written up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all written.
And the Patriots suck. I just want to say that.
Oh, you're not by yourself. They're the most cheatingest team out there, man. You know what I'm saying? They brought in some rules, man, that just changed the game around. Just like a couple of the linemen say, you can't blow on number 12. You know what I'm saying? You blow on him, you know, it's a penalty always. So they have their pick, and they choose who they want to be the cover guy. You know what I'm saying? They have those.
Absolutely.
But I'm waiting on free agent, and I'm waiting on the draft.
We got another caller, Rick, from Dayton. We're going to get back to you another time. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Caller. All right.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello,
caller?
You there?
It's Dino calling from the D, man.
Dino from the D. What's up?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. You got something to say about Joe Flacco or basketball? Or what D are you calling from, Dino?
You said where I'm calling from?
Yeah, what D? What D is this in America?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. The Motor City. Motown.
Yeah.
Great city, by the way. I suggest people go visit.
No, people don't want to visit here. Ain't nothing good here. No basketball team, no football team. You want to see some hockey? You got to come
some
see some hockey.
Yeah, the Red Wings are nice.
Yeah, the hockey, that's it.
Yeah. But look, okay, let's talk about Detroit sports real quick, you know, since we got somebody from the D on the phone today. What do you think about the Lions last year, man? You went from a playoff team the year before to not making it last year, even when Megatron is breaking records and all of this, and they still didn't get it done. How you feel about that?
Man, that's because Detroit, man, we got attitude problems, man. We can't ever be a team on nothing we do. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
No support. I don't know about these sports out here, man. It's crazy, man. I just try to make it look good. I be trying to make it
that's
look good,
up.
Man. That jersey.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. So, thanks for the support, though,
Detroit,
man.
We ain't doing nothing but wearing the jersey.
Daddy on the radio.
Shout out to my 6 Mile people. Shout out to my cousin Phil hosting the show. You know what I'm saying? It's Dino Brown. I'm out of here, man.
Dino Brown. Wow. Somebody else, by the way. We're going to get back to that.
Woo-hoo!
State your name, where you calling from.
Yeah, what's good, man? It's your boy Sirius calling from VA. What's up?
Sirius from VA. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? How we doing this evening, man?
We doing all right. Hey, look. I want to know. You sound like you a serious sports fan.
That's
right?
What they tell me.
That's what they tell you. What do you think about Joe Flacco's contract, and should he be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
First of all, let me start off by saying I'm a Steelers fan, so what I'm about to say right now has nothing to do with the fact that I rep the 412. I'm from Pittsburgh, so what I'm about to say right now has nothing to do with that. But
okay.
The Baltimore Ravens right now playing Joe Flacco that type of money, I think it's ridiculous, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Should he get paid? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The man did take you to the Super Bowl. The man did, you know, win a playoff game each of his first 5 years in the league. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the man literally carried the Ravens to a championship, so he deserved to get paid. But the highest paid quarterback in the league, excuse me, the highest paid player in the league, not so much, Playboy. I don't understand what Ozzie Newsome was possibly thinking, throwing that type of coin at somebody, especially when you got other holes on your roster to fill. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to make a decision with what you're going to do with Ed Reed. You got to make a decision what you're going to do with your linebacking core. Obviously, Ray Lewis is retiring, but you got a couple other cats that you got to worry about. You also want to think about, you know, putting some money in Anquan Boldin. He's going into his last year of his contract. You know what I'm saying? Torrey Smith blew up like a mug last year. You know what I'm saying? You need to re-up him. I mean, he's still playing off his rookie deal. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of other key issues that you need to address, not to mention Marshall Yonder, your center, just retired. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's some issues that you need to address, you know, pumping that type of coin into your quarterback, even though, he got you to a Super Bowl, not the smartest move by Ozzie Newsome.
Hey, take a breath, Sirius. Inhale real quick. Hey, that
this
was
what
good,
I
though.
Do,
I like
what
you
I
said.
Do.
We finally got a sports fan, somebody that knows what they talk about on the radio. No disrespect to nobody else. But I hear exactly what you're saying. Now, obviously, these quarterbacks and wide receivers, linemen in the NFL, they're really independent contractors that really come together to work as a group on one particular team. If you are a fan of TLR, which is the locker room with Out to Do Diva J, then you know that Diva J is a Cincinnati Bengals fan. She says the highest paid quarterback in the league should be Andy Dalton. What do you think about that?
He's a Steelers fan. He doesn't have an opinion.
Real talk.
I'll be honest with you. You know, Real Wife has been doing work, but I'm not a believer of that deal right now. Not really following him right now. I can't even really faith him. I mean, real talk. The man deserves money. You know, no disrespect to, you know, Rare Rifling what he's doing out there in Cincy. The man deserves his money. I mean, he beat us this year. I mean, props him for that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but,
everybody
you know,
beat you. And the Raiders, by the way. Shout out the Raiders.
Yeah, and the fuck the Raiders.
Hey,
come on.
Come on, dude.
You ain't shouting out the Raiders in my presence. You know what I'm saying? We went through that when we were kicking it together back in the spot. Nah, fuck the Raiders. Can't do that.
PG! We got to hang up on you. Jesus Christ.
Now you know we don't wait no Ravens on no Raiders on this show. What's wrong with you?
Listen.
Can't do it. Al Davis should die. The Raiders fans should die along with him. Rest in peace, Al Davis.
Oh my God, like him. Can you call more often?
Absolutely.
I may have to do that.
Serious. Tell the people where they can find
him.
Real quick before you get out of here.
So I don't like him. No, he doesn't have to go.
Tell the people where they can find you on social media and stuff before you get out of here.
Yo, I'm on Facebook all the time, www.facebook.com. I'm also Twitter, at your boy Sirius. Also, I'm a host on my own network, Sports City Chefs. This is what I do all day, man. I talk sports, you know, basketball, football, baseball, hockey. This is what I do, MMA, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate the shout-out from my man Pete. But you have me come on this joint. I ain't got to go nowhere for a little bit. I can hear what you guys want, man. But definitely come check me out. I'll be back on the show hopefully next Sunday, kicking it with you guys again, man, talking some more sports.
Absolutely.
Like
we appreciate you calling.
Like
hang
him.
On the line. We're gonna move on. We're going to move on with the show, though.
I like him. He can come back.
He can't come back. He's talking about last week about the Raiders.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you from.
This is Mark Henderson from Chicago. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
DJ, I missed you last week.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Okay. Don't blow her head up. Don't blow her head up.
I did miss her last week.
Oh, my God. He's such a hater.
Yeah, speaking of haters, okay, I want to chime in a little bit about Flacco getting paid. Okay, this is what I want to say. I want to say congratulations to any and everybody who can get some money out of these cheap owners, okay? Because, first of all of that's not guaranteed, and, you know, they write it all up before they can release you when they feel like it and stuff. So if you can get your money, spend your money. That man went all the way to the Super Bowl. He beat the Tom Brady's. He beat the Peyton Mannings and everybody. So let him get paid. You know,
sure.
He done it. Okay, that's all about that. What do you think about the college basketball this year?
Diva J, I'm gonna let you answer that first.
I've been following Kentucky. It's one of my favorites next to Ohio State. I'm not really impressed this year. It's like I'm not really seeing the hunger in a lot of the players like I'm used to seeing. But I still rock with Kentucky and Ohio State.
Okay. That sounds good. I like Ohio State, but I don't know about Kentucky this year. But how about you, Altadude?
Look at Marky Mark freaking conducting the interview here.
Hey, well, my bad.
No, it's cool. Well, you know, I'm Michigan all the way. Michigan football, Michigan basketball. I'm kind of upset that we just lost to Penn State. In fact, I'm very upset we just lost to Penn State.
Yeah,
but I like what's going on. No team really is a clear runaway favorite to win it this year. Indiana's spent a lot of time at number one. But I like the parity.
Sounds good. I don't think your boys from Michigan, Blue, you know, rest in peace, Blue, I don't think they're going to go too far. And I can give you my final four right quick. I think it's going to be Louisville, Michigan State.
Whoa.
Jeez, I got some
Whoa.
Shockers in there. Yeah, I got Georgetown. And I don't know. It might be somebody else out of the Big Ten. So you know, I'm not going to roll with Wisconsin, but they can beat a lot of people if they're on a neutral court. So let's just say that for a Final Four. You know, I have no idea because you don't know what regions they're going to, but that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you my Final Four.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Blue. I'm going to go Michigan.
Uh-huh.
I think Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway Jr., and those guys get it together come tournament time. I'm going to go Georgetown. I like the Georgetown pick. I like them. They're actually really good. That freshman is balling out his mind. So I'm going to go Georgetown. Kansas and Indiana, Final Four.
Oh, yeah, he has an interesting choice.
Yeah.
But Blue is out of it. Oh, the question for you last week, Diva J, was about the guys in the checkered shirts with these suits. I'm old school, so that looks like horrendous and horrible. They had checkered shirts, stripes, pinstripes, and
I'm so confused.
That might be a new school thing. So can you tell me about that?
Is he talking about fashion? What are you talking about?
Yes, I am. I'm talking about the checkered shirts that they be wearing. The new guys, the young guys. Let me put it to you that way.
Are you talking about plaid shirts? Checkered shirts.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You tell me. I want to know.
Did you see Russell Westbrook's outfit at the All-Star game, Diva?
Oh. Well, we was just talking about Mr. Westbrook. I don't know what his fashion statement is. I really think that he's channeling some down in Alabama, Mississippi, Delta fashion statements here. I think that he went to his grandma's attic and he dug up his great-grandfather's outfit. That's what I really
think.
Don't
forget Steve Urkel.
Yeah, that too, with the suspenders and the glasses. I really feel like he was channeling his old late 80s spirit. I really don't know. But he's comfortable in what he wears. He understands that he's weird looking, dressing. But no, I it's not something that I'm feeling. I think it's too loud, it's too flashy, it's tacky. But, you know, if it makes him happy, I mean, he got millions of dollars. I don't think he cares what he wears.
Right, true that.
Thank you.
If he wanted to come outside with some baggy jeans on and a white tee and some sneakers and call it a day, he still wouldn't care. He still get millions of dollars, so I don't think he cares.
Okay,
yeah, and that goes to the point, as you know, all those people that's getting their money, anytime they have a problem with the media or what have you, they should just take their wallet out and slap them in the face and tell them, go head on.
See?
See that? Nonviolent, nonviolent. Brother Malcolm said. Hey, thank you for the call, Mark.
Okay. You guys have a great evening, and I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully.
Bye.
Absolutely.
Right, bye bye.
I love it when your callers call in so respectful to me. They love me. And they agree with me. They all hate it. They all. You see how your callers hate Michigan and Oakland? See?
Well, let me point out some things that Michigan just happens to be in college football the most winningest football program in the history of the NCAA. So it's a lot to hate. I can understand them hating on Michigan.
Before
the turn of the 21st century, just happened to be the most winningest NFL franchise since 1960.
And now that's over. So now what?
Whatever. I just wanted to point some facts out.
I mean, but the fact of the matter is it still remains. The Oakland Raiders suck. And the other fact of the matter still remains that you still have yet to own up on your bet, sir. I think the whole thing is, I think that you're really just not going to do it, and I think that the reason that you're holding out is because you're not going to do it. Which makes you a man out of your word. You don't hold your word.
Your word is not your bond.
Yes, it is. Because these were your terms, sir. These were terms that you created. And you did not own up to your bet. You did not own up to it.
First of all, we didn't have a date set for when this had to be done. It's going to be done. Trust me.
On your terms, on your timeline. But if
keep saying that, so it might as well be on my terms.
but here's the thing, though. If it was me and it was on my thing and my team's loss, you would have wanted it right away. You would have wanted it right away.
Well, I guess you're just a better person than me. Hey, look, real quick, I want to. We got some people. We got some action on Twitter. Want to give some people some shout outs. Let me get back to it. I want to shout out TT Baby on Twitter, from the Bronx. The Boogie Down, hip hop's original birthplace. Shout out to TT. That's at @brownskint_1 on Twitter. Thank you for following TLR, being a fan. We appreciate it.
Hey, TT, baby. I don't know who you are, but hey.
Absolutely. Big shout out to TT. Also, the Dino calling in from Detroit reminded me that my little cousin from Detroit, whose son just had a birthday. So happy birthday to little David. So, yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, little David.
is little David, because David's already little. Then he has a son, so it's little. Little David.
Little.
Hey, check it out, Diva J.
What's up?
Go ahead.
So here's the thing. So I was doing some research, and have you heard about the $1 million that, and you probably talked about this last week, but have you heard about the $1 million that Magic Johnson gave to LeBron for the dunking contest?
Well, he didn't give it to him. He offered it up.
Right. Is that a bit outrageous?
I don't think so. I think the NBA needs to get in tune with what's going on in the new pay scale here. They're still paying players $35,000 for the dunk contest like it's 1984. Players
but
really have
body...
no...
Huh? Go ahead. Continue.
The players now really, the best players, a la LeBron James, have no real incentive to participate in a dunk contest. It doesn't mean what it meant when Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins were doing it, when $35,000 actually meant something. So now you got to get with the times, man. $1 million to the winner of the dunk contest. If you don't win, you get nothing. I think it's a good idea, and I think that it'll get players like LeBron, get some other guys with some big names to get back in the dunk contest.
I don't know. I just don't feel like I just get so sick of hearing about players who just get all of this money when they already have a whole bunch of money. Like, so is this $1 million going to a charity or just going into his pockets?
Listen, I think $1 million for LeBron James isn't a bunch of money, and I'm sure it will end up going to a charity. But let's be realistic here. These guys make an exorbitant amount of money to entertain you, myself, other people around the world with their skill to play basketball, football, hockey, golf, whatever it is that they do in sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you enter basketball, for instance, which has an All-Star weekend. It's a big thing. They build it up, and it culminates on that Saturday with the dunk contest.
Okay.
Which isn't the easiest thing to do. You got to come up with fresh ideas. There's a risk of somebody getting hurt. So I think that they should have some reward there. Now, we say, you know, of course us regular people, if you will, that don't make $100 million over 7 years in a contract, think that $1 million is ridiculous to pay somebody to go slam basketball.
I'm just saying.
Right? But
I'm just saying.
A CEO at a major corporation, if he outdoes sales for last year, he gets a bonus, right? He gets a bonus for performance, basically. You at your job, me at my job, get a bonus for performance. If we perform well at whatever it is we do, then we're recognized. So if they win a dunk contest, it's a performance, they should get a bonus. That's all. Nobody has a problem with it.
You know what the bonus he should have got? Rogaine. Rogaine should have been his bonus.
I'm going to go in with you today on LeBron, though. Because I was watching the game, and LeBron, the back of LeBron's neck is about as black as midnight, yo. I was like, what is going on with my man's neck, right?
He was sunbathing on South Beach.
Crazy, man.
He was sunbathing on South Beach and forgot to put his sunscreen out. That's what happened.
Diva J baited me into talking about LeBron today.
And that's what, you know what? I think Rogaine should be one of his endorsers. I think that the fact that he's 13 and his hairline starts at the back of his ears is a problem.
Yo, LeBron's hairline is. Why doesn't he address this hairline? No, what he does is he keeps moving his headband further and further back. Pretty soon, LeBron's headband is gonna be touching on both sides.
It's gonna look like pretty soon it's gonna look like a scrunchie holding nothing.
Right. LeBron just cut it off. knock it off, cut your hair, go with the baldy, then you really be Mike.
You need to take that advice from Neo. Neo, just cut it all off and put a hat on. That's exactly what Neo
did. Hey, man, get the Andre Agassi hairpiece or something. Do something, man. Speaking of Andre Agassi, my man Rafa Nadal just won the Mexican Open or the Acapulco tournament, coming back from his injury. He's entered three tournaments since coming back. He's been in the final of all three, including winning two of them. So shout out to Rafa. Big Rafael Nadal fan, for those who didn't know.
So how do you feel about Juwan Howard signing a 10-day contract with the Heat?
I think it's smart, and I think it's smart for the Heat, just for what I was talking about earlier, and that these teams that give them problems, like the New York Knicks, like the Indiana Pacers, have a lot of size inside. You know, like the Heat, their starting five isn't necessarily big, so they have problems rebounding
and
things like that.
You know what I find very interesting is that, you know, when people refer to the Heat, they still leave out one of the key players on their squad, who, in which, in my opinion, they were lucky to get, which was Ray Allen. No one, you hardly, he's never mentioned. It's always still the big three. And for Ray Allen, somebody of his caliber and his talent, to not even it be like the Big Four, the Fantastic Four, or anything like that. I think that's an insult to who he is. I don't know. Like, you know, like you have the Big Five, you got the Big Three, the Fantastic Four. I'm just saying. Like, he's not acknowledged. He's not. I mean, it's just like he's just a regular addition to the team. Like, so you know, coming from you, we had this discussion when he first got placed on the team. You know, how do you feel that Ray Allen's impact has impacted the Heat?
Oh, well, I think he has a huge impact on them. Obviously, he makes it almost impossible to double-team Dwayne Wade or LeBron James. You take the risk now of coming off of Ray Allen, arguably the best shooter in NBA history. You can't leave him alone, so you have to take your chances guarding those two guys one-on-one, or you take your chances with Ray Allen. So I think he's got a huge impact. Now, I disagree that it should be like the Fantastic Four or anything. I think that's ridiculous, number one. And number
no,
two,
yeah, because when he was with the Celtics, it was the Big Three. Big Four,
and,
really. It was actually the Big Five, if you count Big Baby, when Big Baby was a part of the team.
No,
there was no
such thing as the Big Five in Boston.
Whatever.
There was no
Whatever.
Such thing as the Big Four.
It was.
It was a Big Three with him, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce.
No.
But
was,
here's the thing.
No.
Ray is that much older. He's that much older than he was when he first got to Boston, all right? His career, like his place on the team is different than it was then. He's a role player now. He comes off the
bench. Okay, so here's the thing.
To stretch
the
floor.
So the main purpose of them even bringing him to the team was, so number one, he can get a championship because that was his thing. I'm not going to get another championship in Boston. But clearly, this year, you're not going to get a championship either. So what? So now what happens to his career? Because he'll be a free agent after this year. What happens
what
to
do
his
you
career?
Hold on. Let's address that clearly. He's not going to get a championship this year. What do you mean he's not going to? Who's going to stop them from getting a championship?
Well,
who's going to stop them?
The Knicks.
Listen. Don't. I believe that the Knicks are currently constructed to beat the Heat. Yes. Do I think the Knicks are going to beat the Heat is a totally different topic, a totally different subject.
Okay,
can they
let's
do
talk
it?
On it?
Sure. Do they look like they can do it? Sure. Will they do it? Maybe not.
You know what? We're not going to turn this subject into a hate for all, because we will not
it's
hate.
It's not a hate.
We will,
Listen,
it is
I'm
hate.
Not a Heat fan.
It's clear there is hate going on this show right now. And you know, I don't appreciate it. So you and LeBron's hairline can have several seats.
Wow. People,
with the Tyrannosaurus Rex in Heat.
With the Tyrannosaurus Rex in Heat. What you got to say about Dwayne Wade? Go ahead.
Cougar chaser.
He what?
Cougar Chaser.
Cougar Chaser. So what do you got? What do you got to say about Paul Pierce? Who is Paul Pierce?
Fabulous, fantastic.
Of course.
Awesome. He's awesome, and he's not bad to look at. So yes, awesome.
What?
Awesome.
Yo, why does
Kevin Garnett,
like, run down the court with like
the best, one of the best defensive players ever?
Who?
Ever. Rondo. Ooh. May his injury rest in peace so that next year he can come back and be fully on top.
I'm so done with this.
What? Are you angry? I mean, at least I'm saying the obvious. Because I couldn't say Boston.
You're saying the ridiculous.
No, I'm not. Because the fact of the matter really is, I could be sitting here saying, you know what, Boston's going to make it to the finals. No, Boston's not going to make it to the finals. Boston's lucky to make it to the playoffs. But at least I'm being honest, and I'm saying that I believe that the Knicks have an honest chance of making it to the championship. And I hope so, because I want them to beat LeBron and his hairline.
Unbelievable.
Special shout out to T. Austin. Great. Get him some Rogaine. Get that man some Rogaine or some scrunchies, one or the other. Because that's how big his hairline is going to be in a minute. Because he looked like he's going to be one of them people that be having that big circle in their head. You know, with the hair on the sides and nothing at the top.
Wow.
The Bozo the Clown look.
Look, it's almost that time. We're winding down. The end of the March 3rd edition of The Locker Room has come to a conclusion. Miss Diva Day, tell the people where they can find you. Give your shout-outs. And your ridiculous comments about the Heat are finally over. Let's go.
They're not over.
1, 2, 3.
Whatever. They're not over, because I'll still continue this Rogaine chat on Twitter. And I'm actually going to try to start an endorsement and write a letter to Rogaine for him.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes, you can find me on Twitter at DIVAH_J. And, you know, you follow me, I follow you back. You know, you can catch me in the locker room every Sunday at 4 p.m. And you can catch me on Diva's Got the J at 3 o'clock p.m. And now my awesome Oakland Raider loving losing. Michigan loving losing co-host will now say where he can be found. Well, I'm just saying, you
so
like some
disrespectful. You see how I led
it's
you in, and it wasn't. I didn't bash the
Suck
guys
awesome.
Or anything.
Okay, so let me. Okay, so allow me. So allow me to reintroduce him. Okay, he lives in Virginia. He's from Detroit, Dayton, whatever, same thing. He's from Dayton, and he's an awesome co-host, but he loves some loser team. His name is
Papa
Dude.
Okay, whatever. first of all, shout out to Dayton and Detroit, both great cities, by the way. Go visit.
If you want to lose your life.
Listen, if you want to lose your pocketbook and your car and your wallet, go visit Cincinnati.
Go Detroit.
If you want to get dirty from just driving through, visit Cincinnati.
Go to Detroit. But
anyway, follow me on Twitter. That's at OutToDo, ALTIDUDE. You follow me. I can't make the same assurances as Diva J that I'm going to follow you back, but I'll try.
And you know what? Call him out if you follow him and he don't follow you back.
Listen, I'm not done. I'm doing my shout-outs here. Be sure to follow the In Tune Show. That's at the letter NTUNEDSHOW. Follow Miss P, our brilliant program director, the leader of the team, the chief, the captain, the president, El Presidente. That's at the official Miss P. Go to the website, visit it, www.theintuneshow.com. Again, shout out to TT Baby from Twitter. Shout out to my man Sirius, at your boy Sirius on Twitter. Dino Brown from Detroit, Mark from Chicago, Rick from Dayton, and of course, Miss Diva J. Miss P, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm trying my best not to just crack up. because it's been a great 2 hours show. I love the locker room, and I love sports now, mind you, because of you guys. Thank you for
Sweet.
Making it so entertaining. I swear, it's the best.
Hey, we do what we can do when we can do it.
We do.
I love it. I really do. So thanks, guys, for making the locker room so, like, fun.
All right.
Thank you.
See you next
Have
week.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too, right. babies. Bye. Yes, guys. So next week, I'll see you guys again for another session of The Locker Room. Be sure to follow Altidude again on Altidude, Altidude, and Diva J at Diva, Divah, underscore J. Stay in tune with them because they are hilarious, and I love them to pieces. Until next time, babies, stay in tuned. Have a good night.